Hello there, everybody, and welcome to Ladies Night. This is your host, Lauren Enchanted, here with my girls, Miss Lexi Lex and Miss Nika Neek. This is Ladies Night, whoop whoop, season 2, episode 10. Don't forget always to follow us on Instagram at Ladies Night Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Ladies Night PC. Find us on Facebook at Ladies Night Podcast, and you can now listen to us on SoundCloud, Podomatic, and iTunes. So turn up for the ladies. This week it's the week before Thanksgiving or the week of Thanksgiving, and so we are just talking about positivity, motivation, things we're grateful for. It's kind of, we're reaching the end of the year, so I feel like it's a good time to just refresh and reflect and look back on everything that we've been through. So I think this will be a good episode, a good feel-good episode to get your week started. But before we get into that, I guess we can go over some of the tea and what's happening this week. Lex, I know you want to start us out because you always have the tea.
I stay with the tea.
We did have tea earlier before we recorded, so however, so appropriate.
That was separate tea. Okay, so for all of the little and big kids at heart out there, Incredibles 2 is finally happening. They dropped the trailer. Right. 2018. It's happening. So if you're a big kid like me, and whether you got kids or not, and you just want to be in the front row because you love Disney, guess what? This is your chance. Toy Story 4 is also coming out next year as well.
Toy Story 3 was kind of scary. That is not a children's movie.
There were so many subliminals in Toy Story 3. Yeah. But it's hilarious. I love it. So I'm excited. So that's for our little big kid news. As far as big stuff, congratulations to Miss Serena Williams, or I should say Ohanian. I don't know if she's going to keep her maiden name, but her and Alexis Ohanian got married.
They did have some beautiful wedding pictures.
She looked really good. I feel like she always has a bad weave, but her hair,
she always got really bad.
It is always like that cinnamon brown color that don't go good with her skin.
It just looks frizzy, and you know, the part don't be there.
Well, she's a tennis player, she be sweating, you know.
Something be going on.
I understand.
And even she's not natural when you're sweating, your hair's thick, you know, it's a lot.
I'm just, you know, her hair looks good. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Yeah, she looks good. And then all her friends are like celebrities. It's like, do you not know any regular people?
Jay-Z was there, Lala was there, Sierra, Kelly Rowland.
Just like, I would have been nervous.
It was like a full A-list, like, yes. Celebrity, like, yes. People popped on and showed out for this wedding. Like, they were ready.
They really were.
So congratulations to them.
Also,
Meek Mill is reportedly transferred out of solitary confinement and is getting his case reinvestigated because apparently the judge was doing some illegal stuff.
Yeah.
So we're just, you know, just as a follow up because we were
talking
about
Welcome to America, people.
Right. That's how I'm like, I support the Meek cause, and maybe he shouldn't have been jailed, but it's a lot of people out here, regular everyday people, that do little things to violate their probation, and they just have to suffer the consequences.
Right. Exactly. They're trying to make an example out of certain people just because they have clout. Mm-hmm. Get a life. Because
I didn't know he was getting moved to solitary confinement. I was like, why was he put in solitary confinement and his sentence was only 2 to 4 years?
I mean, I don't know why he did that.
But he's not a dangerous person. Like,
I just feel like we need to rally for everyday Americans that be in jail. Mm-hmm. Other than just me, because he got the money. He could bond out if he wanted to, which he probably got a hold because he's on probation. But you could bond out, bitch, as they say. Exactly. And it not be a problem, whereas everybody else that don't have the money, I don't know. Whatever. Free Meek, but also free my niggas from off the block. And right. I don't like to use the N-word, but you get what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Don't
and
get it, no girl.
As we all know, being that this is Thanksgiving, we have the Thanksgiving and holidays coming up in general. We all know that the epic packages are coming forward on the internet because the internet remains undefeated. So
always.
Thanksgiving packages available. This man is at closed caption. His hashtag is support black businesses. He said, don't let your family hound you about not having a boyfriend. Rent your holiday bae here. First package gets you an hour and a background story about how we met and a first date. Price is free, just a plate and a piece of cake.
That ain't bad though. You can't beat that.
The second package gets you 2 hours, background stories, tell some jokes, call her mom, bless the food if needed, some PDA, holiday selfies. The price is a plate to go plate, piece of cake, and some gas money.
I mean, minus the gas.
That's right.
I can get you the plate to go plate.
But my thing is the fact that it really says hashtag support black businesses. Right. Are you really serious?
He's clowning.
Would y'all ever rent a bae for a holiday?
No, because then I'm going to have to rent them again for the next holiday.
Mm-mm, I'd just be like, Mom, we broke up. That's what I would do.
In my family, you cannot bring a different bae to every holiday. You will be the family hoe. We have these discussions amongst me and my cousins every year at the holiday dinners.
Damn. I mean, I don't know if I would rent a bae, but if I did, I'm going to need more than just the family gathering. I'm going to need a little dessert afterwards because, you know,
we gotta make that's this just how legit. I'm set up.
On a happy day when we're around family and it's all love and I just had a great meal, there's nothing more that I want at the end of the night. You know, just like you gonna have to come up a little more than just be nice to my family because I don't really care about them like that.
They say it's always better on a full stomach.
You know, something that pressure, something. But moving right along,
right. That's just a little plug for y'all, a little jokey joke. But that's all on my tea today. Real Housewives didn't have anything too interesting this
week. I'm still not caught up.
But yeah. Oh, Scandal How to Get Away with Murder season or winter season finale was this past
I can't even talk about it. It was too much going on.
It was so much. It was I'm so just speechless. Much. Shonda had all my emotions just awry.
Why she be doing that?
She be, oh, child. I'm not going to say, I don't want to spoil nothing for nobody who has seen it if you haven't caught up. But if you are not watching either one of those right now, Shonda is on a roll. Let me tell you.
Black woman magic.
You need,
is it Scandal
on this
last season? Is this like
yes, this is the last final
praise
season of
God.
Scandal.
Liv.
Liv is cutting up, y'all.
I am Liv, so disappointed in you.
Liv is cutting up.
Y'all she, make me want to watch it.
Liv been cutting up.
Like one episode.
Liv been cutting up season 6 in this season 7,
since
y'all.
The first episode.
She been cutting up. And if y'all say, oh, it got boring because it's just her fits. Well, baby, Liv is a whole new person now. Y'all need to
Jay keep
it.
Trying to tell y'all. Y'all don't know her no more.
Exactly. Get into this. And her.
His fine ass.
Ooh, he is fine. I love her and Joe Morton, a.k.a. Byron from A Different World. If y'all ain't know, Daddy Pope is Byron from A Different World. Her and his scenes are everything. So, yeah, get into that while y'all on holiday and whatnot. Have your Netflix and chill, binge days. Get on Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder so y'all can be ready by January.
How can we forget about J-Hud and her ex-fiance?
Oh, yes. I almost forgot. Thank you, Nika.
I forgot about
anytime.
That, too. But my thing is, and I was saying this earlier, how somebody your fiance for 10 years... That's the first red flag to me.
I'm going to have to look this all again so I can have a timeline. But I know there was an issue of a prenup. One of them did not want to sign a prenup. One of them didn't want to sign a prenup.
If we can't come to an agreement in 10 years, then it's not an issue of a prenup.
And then, of course,
it's an issue of something
else.
Well,
then, of course, their son, that plays a
that should make us move faster.
He wrestles. She's trying to get her career back on. You know, well, not that it's lost, but she's trying to find her sound. We're just going to put
it like
that.
I like J-Hud's music. I do
love Jennifer Hudson. And what I read is that apparently she has a protective order on him, but we don't know why.
He's a boxer. He probably done boxed her up.
No, I'm just like, he wrestles for that. WWE, actually.
So he can't really wrestle.
Oh, okay, I'm just kidding. I was just playing
it. Don't do WWE. The storylines are fake, but the physical totalities are real now. You got to give him that. And I'm trying to think. That's what it said, that apparently he's trying to have primary custody because he's been the more primary custodial parent as far as having the son every day with Jennifer touring, and she ain't having that.
Ain't no mama having that.
Right. So
you gonna give me my babies.
It looks like they're gonna be going to court.
But I thought she cheated and then put him out because he got mad at her for cheating.
Nah,
I thought that
nah,
was one of
the
headlines.
I ain't heard
that.
I heard no
she cheated on him. Charlamagne said something about it. She cheated on him with a gospel music producer. Yeah, and then he was like,
this
well,
why
that's
I don't
not
go
why
to
I go
church.
To church.
Right.
But this is why I don't go to church.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know if she was cheating. If she was cheating, then I mean, that's, you know, she deserves to get broken up with, because I don't agree with cheating.
Right.
But like I said, a 10-year engagement.
Could y'all ever be engaged for that long?
No, I could maybe be in a relationship with that long. Even
nah,
that's pushing
see,
it. Even that's pushing
that.
It. But
I can't be in a
I feel
relationship
like,
10
don't
years.
Give me a fake engagement for 10 years. You might as well just say you're going to be my boyfriend for 10
years. I mean,
years.
If we were with Miss Nika's situation, like high school sweetheart type thing, I get that.
Hey, because I've been engaged for a hot little minute, you know.
You wouldn't have 10 years, though.
But about 4, 5, 6.
But, all right. Well, but I am 27 years old. You mean to tell me I need to wait till I'm 37 to even get a pop a coin? No, I'm not. No. No, we're not. No.
I mean, like I said,
I don't believe
least,
in playing house.
But I feel like if you were engaged for 10 years, then we're playing engaged. Like, where is the end result? If we were gonna be engaged for 10 years, you might as well just been my boyfriend for 10 years. So that way,
it might have been a little stunt. Y'all know they celebrities.
Yeah, I mean, so that's true.
There ain't been. Nobody really checking for Jay Hood, you know. I mean, we talking about it right now, but that's because it was on the Shade Room.
So. Yeah, but
this is true.
I could never play house. I'm a firm believer. Can't play house. You do that. Why buy the cow when you get the milk for free?
I mean, hey, if it's quality milk.
No, I'm just playing.
I'm just kidding.
Vitamin
obviously, D. Obviously, why? Vitamin D. For free.
Okay. So obviously, why has milk. Not been bought.
Lauren just wants her vitamin D.
And I am thinking so.
That is very true. So, moving right along, we've got our tea for the day. Miss Nika, you got our parenting tip this week.
Yes, the parenting tip for this week is take those cups out the bed. They tell us not to give us the sippy cups to them, especially with juice in them, while they're younger, because they're bad for your teeth. And I can't remember what it's called that the babies get, but they also increase the incidences of ear infections, because when you give them a cup while they're laying down, and the liquid drains into their ears. So yeah, and just think about, it's one thing for water to drain into the ears, but if you're giving your baby juice,
right,
and it's draining into their ear ducts,
yeah, or milk, all that stuff.
Yeah, and ear infections are the worst. Those poor babies, once they start sticking their fingers in their ears, and then Malik actually has an ear infection. He was throwing up over the weekend from his. So,
oh my,
yeah, it's serious. Take those cups out the bed, y'all.
Yeah, that's rough. I never really, when Hunter was like a little baby, I would give her a bottle just for her to fall asleep. That was still burping age, so I would burp her and then lay her down. But as she got older, I started reading articles and stuff, and it was to talk about the tooth decay and all that stuff it would cause. And I just feel like, you know, I had
before
my share of cavities.
Right?
I was like, I had my share of cavities as kids. I definitely, if I can prevent anything, it'll be that from Hunter. You know what I mean? So I definitely would agree with that. I did not know that about the ear infections, though. That's serious.
Yeah, because I asked her why she kept getting them, because they're not contagious. And she was like, are you giving them a cup? And I never gave one to Malik, but I did give them to Mahari once we moved in with my dad. And I was like, that's why. And even sometimes I'll cave and start giving them a cup just because Malik won't stop saying,
it's hard not to.
Chink.
They don't, but you don't use pacifiers. I noticed that. You don't do passies?
Not after they turn one.
After they turn one,
when they lose it, that's it. I'm not buying anymore.
See, I don't. I feel like that's how I.
Terry still has his pacifier, but he'll take it out when he don't want it, and when he want to put it back in, he will. But we're also still teething. He don't have all his teeth.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even remember when me and Hunter stopped using hers. All I know is we were on the bus one day coming from downtown, and she was crying, and I couldn't find it, and I just said, you know what? Fuck it. We ain't got no pacifier.
Right.
So you got to learn how to soothe yourself. And after that, I don't think we ever used one again. I mean, I might have tried to give it to her once we got home, and she's just like, whatever, Mom. I'm going to keep crying. Forget that pacifier. And she still does that now. So,
but yeah. Also, I've seen stuff about sippy cups holding mold. So just parents,
definitely.
Be aware of that, because mold is nothing to play with.
Definitely. Yeah, you got to just take them apart and wipe them down piece by piece.
Even the humidifiers and stuff, those get mold in them. So be sure to change those filters and clean those out. I went to turn on Mahari's and Malik's, and I was like, that's disgusting. I just threw it away. I just threw the whole thing away.
Oh, no. Don't be wasting good stuff now.
Well, it was old. My dad gave it to me. It was probably at least like 10, 15 years old.
Yeah, it might have been need to be replaced.
So I just got the thing that starts with a diffuser, and bought some of the Vicks liquid and put it in there. So that's what we use now.
Okay. That sounds fancy and like it works.
Right. Sounds real nice. Real, real nice.
Right. So thank you for our parenting tip. Again, y'all, keep them cups out the bed.
And keep them clean.
Keep them clean. And then another tip on the cup. Somebody told me this before. You should look it up. But I think if you look on the bottom of the cup, as far as what type of plastic it is, it should be a 6 or above. And again, Google it just to be 100%. But just to make sure it doesn't have like the wrong type of BPA and chemicals in it and things like that for your child. While we're on the subject of sippy cups, Hunter uses regular cups now, so I don't even look anymore. But I would Google that and just be aware of that. You know, we can't prevent our kids from getting everything, because obviously there's toxins and everything out there. But the little stuff you can, you know.
I mean, if anything, it's going to boost their immune system, but it can also mess it up. So I'd be like, God made dirt.
Right. So moving right along, like I said, this week, Thanksgiving week, we're just talking about things that, you know, we've been through this year, how we got over, maybe give a few testimonies or two, and just motivation in general. So before we get into it, what are some things that you guys have been through this year that you think has kind of shaped you, or that you just feel like, thank God I made it?
Right, because let's see. Honestly, I think the most stuff that's happened to me has happened these last couple months. I had lost my job in September, which was a huge change, and I was just left working my part time, and you know, gotta hustle, gotta grind, so gotta do what I can. But I was very worried about how rent was gonna get paid and how these bills were gonna get paid and daycare because can't afford CCDF because you make too much money. And that was even after I lost the job. They went off the last pay stub and said, nah, girl, you can't get it. Fortunately, I do have food stamps now, praise Lord. So that's something. But yeah, it was like, what am I going to do? So I went a whole month just working my part-time. Thankfully, I had started my current job in October, so God is good with that. But I just, emotionally, I had been in a very up and down place. And as everyone probably knows, me and Lauren's birthday was this past week.
Here they go with the birthday things. I'm just saying.
I wasn't going to go all into
Happy
that.
Birthday, though.
Thank you. Thank you. But usually, like, I am so excited for my birthday. Like, every year. Like, the only worst birthday I've ever had was when I was 4 and got the chicken pox. But, like, my birthday is everything. This was the 1 year. People were like, what are you doing? Do you have any plans? And I was just like,
right,
not really. Like I didn't want to, because emotionally I just felt like, looking from last year to this year, I was like, I'm still single, I'm still dealing with financial struggles.
What's
a
single got to do with
can I have my moment?
No, forget these men.
This is your testimony.
Can I have my moment?
That's what you want to talk about.
Can I have my moment?
I'm sorry, girl.
Thank you. Just, I'm trying to connect with our fans here.
Okay, so finish our little story, girl.
So basically, where I was just, I've just been in a place where it's like, I'm feeling stagnant. Nothing in my life. I felt like not too much has changed. So it was like, I have this new job, and I'm making a little bit more money, but I still am struggling on this. Like, yes, I am still single. And I'm going to go ahead and say that, yes, that does bother me sometimes. Because I feel like people look down on people who say, I'm single and I want a relationship. And it's like, no, just enjoy. It's like, no, I do get lonely sometimes. Like,
I mean, that's real. That kind and nobody's of thing. Looking down at you for that. But it's just like, there are other emotions to be felt in the world besides just feeling like,
yes,
I want a man. Like, you know.
But it's, I mean, aside from just wanting a man, it's just that I'm a single mother. I take care of my mother. I have a lot on my plate. So it would be nice sometimes to have someone be like, you know what, babe? I see your... Let me relieve some of the load off of you. I don't have anyone to relieve.
Let me release some endorphins.
not even like sexually, physically. Like, just be able to say like, okay, babe, myself. I see you're tired
just
from
being
work. Right. I see you're tired from work. I'm going to cook dinner. You know what? Let me take out the trash tray. You know what? I'll pick up Terrence. Like, just someone to, you know, help relieve the load. Not saying I don't have my friends. They're all supportive. But when you know you have goals for yourself and it seems like you're making plans and everything just keeps coming up and you're seeing everyone else getting married, having babies, buying houses, buying cars, traveling, it weighs on you because it's like, I want better for myself.
I mean, I feel you. And so this, I was going to ask the follow-up question after you guys answered. But so when you have like your struggles and stuff, how do you cope or deal with your problems to like come back out of that gloominess of, okay, this is what I'm dealing with. I have so much on my shoulders. Like, how do you deal with it?
Since
you don't have a person to go to.
I cry. And that's just being honest. Sometimes you just have to cry and release. And I ask God why. And there's times I've just been in the bathroom like, God, I don't understand what is this? Why is this happening?
Right. What else do you do though?
But yeah, then I listen to my gospel music and I read my scriptures and watch sermons. And I will talk to friends. Like, I will talk to someone. But at the same time, it also feels like even after when I talk to someone, it still just feels like I'm just alone. And it's just like, I'm the one dealing with this directly. So it's
a lot. I mean, I
definitely
can relate to that. What about you, Nika? What you been through this year?
Well, when I flash back to a year ago and think about where I was last year, on Thanksgiving Day specifically, I remember Malik having hand, foot, and mouth disease. And he had blisters all in his mouth, and he was just screaming. He had 7 teeth going in, coming in.
Poor baby, that's a lot.
Yeah, so I was about to go crazy. And I was living with my dad. I'm thankful that he let me live there, though. I had a room, my kids had a room. I was driving his car. I basically didn't have anything of my own. Varte and I weren't getting along, and I was just sad. Like, at the end of the day, when I put my kids to sleep, it's like, I don't have anything. But God is good, and here we are, almost to the next Thanksgiving, and it's like, I took a lot of L's in 2016. Basically, everything that I loved was taken away from me, but God has given me back every single thing that he took from me, and he gave it back to me 10 times better than what I ever could have imagined. So
the devil, I'm really thankful for that.
I'm thankful for peace of mind, because my anxiety was on 1,003 last year. And so it has been a year of me retraining my brain to think positive when bad things happen, and when good things happen to me, to not be like, oh, something good happened, so now something bad is going to happen. But God is good, because I was about to go crazy.
Girl,
that's how I've been feeling.
It's about to go so crazy. Dealing that's with fuck boys, I ain't doing that no more.
Right. Going on a man cleanse. Y'all niggas get on my nerves.
Right. I think I've been cleansed, but anyway, I don't know. I'm trying to think. That's a good way to put it. Between this time last year, it's so rough. So many emotions come to mind just thinking about this time last year. I remember right before Christmas, because we were like, had the Christmas music playing, drinking eggnog. So I feel like that was between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I was making a vision board, and I had all this stuff on it. You know, I was planning to apply to law school, was preparing for LSATs, and like had Michelle Obama on my little vision board. Like,
love her.
You know, had
she's
all
a
these
great inspiration.
Goals for like motherhood and just womanhood and everything. And I ended up getting arrested in February of this year. And so that kind of killed that dream for a while. Not to say I can't go back, but that definitely kind of killed that dream. And so it's just really hard looking back. Like, I feel like my confidence took a hit from that, because I feel like all my potential kind of went to waste. You know what I mean? I'm a college graduate, and I have all these things going for me. But then there's this one thing that's like holding me back from all the other stuff. And so it's just like, I look now like, damn, you know, I thought by now I would be like enrolled in school and be like a working, going to school mom, kind of like you guys are doing. And it's just like, I'm not at that place at all. And it definitely kind of fucks up my confidence a little bit still. But at the same time, starting a podcast was also on that vision board. And so that's something
I think
that,
it's pretty great.
You know what I mean? Like, that's something that has kind of...
I listen to it every now and then.
And
right? That's something, you know, our listens have tripled over the past couple weeks. Maybe quadrupled. I don't know. I think they might have...
Yeah, they have... What's the 5-1?
Right. Quintet something.
We thank y'all. We're thankful for y'all.
We are very thankful. But yeah, so that's just like one of the hardships. Our Alexa's birthday was last Thursday. I lost my job Monday. They closed down.
Yeah, we lost champs, y'all.
So I was just like,
my girl's going through it.
Right.
It was just like,
woke up Monday morning, but I just feel like I'm not even gonna lose faith, because I had an interview at 9:10. They called me at 8 to tell me champs was closed, but I had an interview, which I don't know if I got the job yet. I had a phone interview at 9 o'clock, and then I've had another interview since then, and I have another one tomorrow. So I'm just not gonna lose my faith. But sometimes I just do be looking around at the stuff that be happening, like, Lord, I don't know what you want me to do.
Girl.
And like, I have tried my hardest.
And that's what, and that's like how I would have just been, has been feeling. Like, it's just like, because like when I think about where I was this time last year, like, me and Terrence's father weren't on the same page, but I was coming out of that bad place. I was feeling better. Yeah. Like, I got turned up for my birthday. I was like excited. I was just, you know what? I'm going to make it. And it was like leading in my birthday this year was just like, God, we ain't really budged all too much. Right. Can I get something, please?
I mean, that's how I feel. But at the same time, I feel like I have to accept responsibility for the places where I haven't moved forward in life.
True. Yeah, that's something true. That I like, had to do too.
Totally my fault for getting arrested. So I can't blame anybody else for me not being in school right now. You know what I mean? So it's just like, we have to, we can say, God, why am I no further? But what have we done to get further?
And then when you take responsibility for it and you hold yourself accountable for it, I feel like that's when you can really start moving forward. Because you have no choice but to keep it real with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will say, me losing my job gave me the push to take a leap of faith and research. Well, I've always wanted to go back to school, get my master's. But it was just a matter of I decided to adjust my timeline. And I applied, y'all. The application, just keep me in prayer. It's getting reviewed. Right. And I should find out here next, about a week or so.
Right. I got faith.
About a week or so.
I think it's going to go. So,
I took a leap of faith to go ahead and apply to start the Advanced Standing MSW program in January at U of Indy. So, if I get in, your girl is going to be back in school right after New Year's.
Right. Amen and hallelujah. And
so, it's
hallelujah. Yes. Right. You got next.
Right. So, this time next year, I could be, Lord willing, hopefully saying I'm almost done with the program because it's only a year. So, I will say that was one good thing. If you'll be like, you know what? Instead of me just wait, let me just go and get back in school. Like, yeah. Let's not wait till May. Let's do this now.
I mean, and you know what? I feel like you also have to pay attention to the signs or the message or the lesson in the season for your life. Because now that I look back, I'm like, you know, I'm dabbling in the podcast thing. And I'm like, do I really even want to be a lawyer? Which I didn't want to be a courtroom lawyer. I really wanted to go, like, to the contract side and be an agent or something like that. But I'm just thinking now that I've started podcasting and started meeting new people and stuff, learning about what they do, I'm just like, maybe I was derailed for a reason. Mm-hmm. I could be reaching with that. But
no,
you never know.
True.
You know?
People change their career, like, choices every day. Like, my mom, she got her bachelor's degree in business, and she went back to school to get her bachelor's in social work because she realized she really loves to work with kids. She loves families. It's pretty much kind of like why we both are doing so. Why we both done social work. We're very similar. We like to defend and advocate for people. So there's nothing wrong with changing your career choices. I'd rather spend my life doing something I love and passionate about than being unhappy and miserable.
So how do you guys cope with changes that you didn't ask for or that you didn't expect?
I cry.
Well, okay. You told us that. No, how else? Like, after the crying phase.
When I first moved here, I just moved here on a whim. I came up here for Father's Day, and I was like, I'm not going back to Kentucky. And it was very different, but after you cry, you just have to be like, okay, so what am I going to do now? So I make to-do lists. I try to be proactive instead of reactive and getting all of my feelings. Like that meme says, you're going to cry about it or you're going to boss up. First of all,
I'm going to do both.
And that's exactly what I do. Like, I cry, I'd be like, what do I need to do? So I make a list, and it could be something as small as, don't forget to get the registration for your car so that you won't get arrested. But after I make a list, I go through it, I mark it off, then I make another one. I just try to stay busy, stay focused.
And I don't want to say like I cry every time, because
okay if you do.
Not every little thing. Y'all gonna think I'm depressed and got a whole bunch of issues. I don't cry every time. I get frustrated. I may cuss. And then there's other times, depending on what it is, I actually can be like, you know what? I'm not gonna let this get to me. And I be able to, you know, bring it back and, like Nika said, just stay focused. Just turn on my gospel or, you know, praise God and, you know, just worship in the midst. But I feel like I say the I cry thing because I feel like I want people to know it's okay to cry. Like, you can't hold all that stuff in. You got to let it out.
I mean, and even if you hold it in, it's going to come out eventually. Like, when they called me Monday and told me that my job was closing, and I know I was just like a server bartender, but I could go in and make, like, you know, a good $200 and be like, okay, this is enough to get me till tomorrow or whatever. So, like, that was a decent amount of work that I lost. But I was just like, I'm not going to cry. You know, I had an interview at 9. Good things will come, blah, blah, blah. As soon as I pull up to the daycare to drop Hunter off, them tears just well up in my eyes. Like, Lord, I'm about to give them my last money for Hunter to go to daycare this week so I can look for another job.
Because it all starts hitting you.
I know,
you're
right. And it just, like, came out of nowhere. So I feel like it's totally okay to cry. It, you know, for me, I feel like I'm a strong person. I do cry a lot, but I'll tell myself, you know, it's fine. You got it. But it's going to come one way or another.
I remember I was at the doctor's office with Malik one time. My son hates doctors. And we had just moved up here, and he had a fever. He just wasn't feeling good. You know, you don't like when your babies are sick. And that doctor came in to examine Malik, and I just burst into tears. And he was like, are you okay? I was like,
right.
I know the doctor was probably like,
I was like, I'm just new to being a single mom, and he doesn't feel good. And here I was just unloading on this doctor, and he was like,
I'm going to write you a prescription for some Lexapro.
And then, give you this pediatrician's name, because we didn't have a doctor or anything. But yeah, at some point it comes out, and you can either cry, or you can be mad, or even if scream. You don't cry, it's gonna come out in some form. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I feel like crying is a step up, because I used to be an aggressive person. Like, just don't ask me what time it is, because I'm gonna have an attitude because I'm going through it. Like, you ain't gotta watch, you can look at, why you ask me for a time? Like, you know, so I've come a long way.
Oh, well, thank God. You know? If y'all would have seen the way she just went, it's like she went right back to
it's
that
like, time. I believe her.
She went right back to that time and place.
And my mom used to be like, you need some help.
You need some
help. And so, you know, like I said, I'm definitely crying. It's a step up, because there are other things you can do. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys do to motivate yourselves when you just don't feel like working on that graduate app, or when you just don't feel like doing your job at work, or when you just don't even feel like getting out of bed in the morning? What do you guys do to motivate yourself?
Immediately think about the alternative. Like, if I don't go to school, if I don't fill out this grad app, what am I going to do? Am I going to keep working at the call center?
Right. What life is there to live?
Right. Exactly. What life is there to live? I just think about the alternative, and I think about what I want and what I have to do to get to what I want. And I gotta get out the bed. I love laying in the bed,
girl.
But I gotta get up.
Especially
and get
in the wintertime.
Oh, it's so hard in the wintertime.
It's double hard in the wintertime.
Like, something I did. I have positivity written on my mirror, like in lipstick and stuff.
Y'all done seen my bathroom mirror.
Right. And a lot of it, like, I'll read my mirror and just like things. It's like if I'm having insecurities of who I am, feeling enough in this world for someone, whatever. And then I also, honestly, like, I think of Terrence. I just think of how I promised myself I was gonna make things better. Like, I saw my mom go through financial struggles, and it's what she went through was why I was like, I don't want my child to see that. So I just remind myself, like, I'm doing this for me, I'm doing this for him, so he can see the beauty in the struggle, but also understand, like, you can do anything no matter what obstacles comes your way. So I even put that in my paper. So I'm like, I want to set that example for him. And so, like, I was like, okay. I got a little discouraged with my grad school application too, because it was like, oh, you owe your bursar, and I'm like, oh, I want to go on my bursar and get these transcripts. But, you know, God makes a way. So
right.
It's just like, I gotta just keep going and just that God's gonna make a way out of no way. And also, what I'm learning is to trust God even when he says no. And that is my biggest struggle, is when he says no.
Yeah.
I'm working it's on hard. It. I'm working on it. It's a process. Trusting the process is hard.
I feel you. I don't know. I'm trying to think what I do to stay motivated. Definitely, as far as getting out of bed in the morning, I always think about Hunter and what she needs and what I need. Because I'm just like, if I don't take my ass to work, mm-hmm. where else is it going to come from? So that's probably my number one as far as getting out of the bed. If I don't feel as much pushback from myself getting motivated to go to work as I do, like, when I need to do stuff outside of work. Like, if I need to, oh, I need to sit down and do research for this episode, or I need to sit down and work on, you know, one of my other, another project or something. I feel like that's harder to motivate myself. And in those instances, I just force myself to just start. You know, yeah. That's where I get my motivation. Like, I
sometimes
just start.
You have to.
And then I look back at it later, like, okay, that's not the best, but at least it's on paper. Like, I'm not a good, I don't know, I'm not the best at motivating myself, I guess. I just have to do it.
I haven't always been the best at motivating myself. You have to, because who else is going to do it? Like, exactly. Of course you have people around you who are lifting you up, but you can't always depend on them because they might be having a bad day too. Right. Just like right now, I'm looking at this notebook and it says, you're that bitch. Like, I write myself little
twerk
notes
for that.
Everywhere. Because just like nobody else is going to provide for us and our kids, nobody else is going to provide exactly. for us, period. Like, just like the song says, encourage yourself. You have to, because yeah. you can't depend on, at the end of the day, all you have is you. You have God, but all you have is you.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
You gonna take care of you.
Yeah.
And you have, all of it is really mindset. A lot of it is changing your mindset, which is what I'm trying to do better with, is, okay, this happened, let me just not, no, let me not get into that, oh, this didn't happen, this always happens, why can't I get out, like, getting out of the neck, like, okay, this happened, let me feel, process, okay, problem solved. Boom. Now you gotta allow yourself to feel those feelings because we're human. You allow yourself to process.
Definitely.
And then we got a problem to solve. So that's why I'm, like you said, more proactive.
Definitely.
Versus reactive.
I was looking at different ways to motivate yourself, and some of the ones I came up with that I've actually heard before, but I think I'm gonna like start really incorporating in my life are be pressured, like put the pressure on yourself to be better. Like I think a lot of times people will tell me, oh, don't beat yourself up, but I have to beat myself up or else I'm gonna get complacent. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. I don't want to be complacent.
Be rewarded. So like even if you have a small progress, like I said, just starting, or you know, just reward yourself for the little accomplishments and the little milestones along the way. Look back at your successes. Look back at your resume is one thing. I was like, you know, that's smart. Because when I look at my resume, I'd be like, damn, I did raise it. Or I did do X, Y, Z. So I feel like that was a good one. And then the last one is have a wish list. Like
I keep one.
Exactly. And I'm like, I need to... So when people ask me what I want for my birthday... or what I need for ladies' night, or when I'm trying to figure out why I need to go to work, I need to have like a list of these are the things I want, this is what it's going to take to get it. But that way it's a more focused vision, you know what I mean? And I actually have something that I'm working towards instead of just, oh, I want to build up ladies' night. Well, how do you want to build
up
ladies'
night? It's a
smart goal. You know, exactly. It's very specific.
Smart, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely.
Definitely.
Smart goals.
I'm gonna start using that. So when you guys face hardships, how do you communicate that to your friends? Are you the type of person to keep it to yourself? Or do you talk to family and friends? Do you have like a certain two that you go to? Or
I think I can talk to family members, but I have to admit I'm more apt to talk to friends because I'm so afraid of disappointing my family. Like their approval means a lot to me. And I know they worry. Naturally, they worry, especially my dad and stepmom being 3 states away. My grandmother's here in Richmond, but she don't drive. Like, and she's older, and she helped my mom out a lot. And
but
I know that weight on her.
But do you think they'd be able to relate on some levels? They probably
some,
telling myself that too. But
some yes, but I feel like. Sometimes I think parents just think it's so easy, and it's like, no, the millennial, it's a little harder for us millennials. Like, you have to know, like, when y'all went to, like, of course, college is still important, but a bachelor's ain't even worth all that anymore. Like, most jobs, you have to get a master's. That's the minimum. A master's is the minimum requirement.
And the tax is going up on getting a master's. That's why I'm like, do I really want to do this?
Exactly. Exactly.
I was in class like,
wait a minute. Exactly. You know, like, things are not completely... set up, and the odds are not all in our favor, okay?
And another thing, I don't think that the older generations can relate to how big we dream.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell you, up to my grandma right now and told her, hey, Nene, I'm doing a podcast, and you know, we're gonna hit it big, da da da. She'd be like, what's a podcast?
You don't have time for that. You need to be focused on this.
You don't
want
to just go to work where you know you're gonna make some money? Like, I'm gonna do both. Well, how you gonna have time for that?
I agree with that. Yeah. I think that's why I hate baby boomers. Just because they don't see, they're very, I won't say small minded, but
like, you don't have time for this. You don't need to worry about that. You just need to work and take care of your child. Like, that kind of thing.
But I wanna sing, mama.
Right.
You know, it's like somebody from a movie.
Or I have to worry about, like, if I need help financially or something, I don't want it thrown in my face later. But then you say, if you help us, just let us know in advance. So then I let you know, and then later when I'm struggling and I need it, it's like, I'm tired of helping. So then it's like, I don't even want to ask you now, because you just gonna, like, you wasn't asking grandma and grandpa for help when you were struggling. Like, that's where I feel like the disconnect comes from. It's almost like you forgot where you started too. Like, everyone has to start somewhere. And so that's why I think sometimes I am more apt to talk to my friends, because I just don't want my family looking down on me like she down there with a whole baby and just going through. And it's like,
damn, yeah, I feel
you. I have enough on my plate. I don't need the extra negativity. So let me just get my stuff together and get in a good headspace where I can talk to you and tell you about it, and you'll be more understanding.
I have 1 to 2 friends that I tell everything to. And a lot of it I just keep to myself, or I'll write about it in my prayer journal or my regular journal. I just pray about it because I feel like if I talk about it out loud, then I'm just going to sound crazy and stupid. But then when I finally do open up to my friends, they're very empathetic. So I guess it's just me telling myself that I sound crazy, but it just depends on what it is. Sometimes I might pray about it first and then come to peace with it myself. Mm-hmm. And then share the thoughts with friends and families because they will make you feel crazy sometimes.
Yeah.
And I don't need that type of negativity in my life.
Exactly. Positive vibes only.
Yes.
Like what is it going to do for me if I'm already feeling a certain way and then you're just adding that fuel to the negative fire? Like, that's not helping me. Me and my dad had a whole emotional talk one time. I was like, Dad, some things you come off, I'm like, I had to tell him, and I had to let him know, like, you have to understand, that's not helping me.
So I have a follow-up question, but I'm going to answer the first question first, because I don't want you guys to be like, you're answering it, I'm not. As far as me, I don't know. I vent to friends. I think this year, I have vented to friends more than I have before. And I vent to you guys sometimes, and I feel like it's... You guys are good listening ears, but I also have to vent to you guys, because we have ladies' night. So, like, you guys have to know if I'm absent or if something's going on. It's like,
we
you guys
all
have
to
know.
Each other, honestly.
So, it definitely, but it's been a good source. Ladies Night has definitely been a good source of, like, motivational quotes. You know, we watch sermons, we share all types of stuff, so that's a good thing. But prior to this, I think I would vent to my friends about surface level stuff. But the reaction, I don't vent to family just because we're not as close as we used to be when I was a kid. But the reactions I get with my friends, I don't feel like it's always the reaction I want. So I just sometimes won't. Like, if I will talk about, you know, how Hunter's dad isn't doing XYZ, which I haven't, we haven't talked about this in forever. But this is just an example of why I stopped. They'd be like, you just need to put him on child support. What if something happens to him? He dies. Hunter could be, has to get that money. Or you just, and I'm just like, guys, it's not the point of the child support. I want him to be involved in her life. And so it's just like the, and this is only one example, but it's just like the feeling misunderstood, and it's just like, why did I even share with a group that was not even going to understand
my
perspective?
Yeah, that's the worst, when you feel like you've unloaded and you have been so vulnerable with someone. Yes. And they don't even understand. Yeah. That's when I'd be like, retreat.
Right, that's why, I just don't even share no more.
I absolutely hate just being brushed off. Like, well, you know, you can't worry about that.
I hate
right
people
now.
minimalize
like, no,
my feelings.
This is how
too.
I'm feeling, so allow me to feel how I feel.
So I definitely have taken a step back from venting to people, just because it's just like, what's the point? Now you know my business, but you haven't offered up anything worthwhile. So what did I gain from that? But my question is, negativity versus realness, are the lines blurred? Like, how do you discern between the two?
You know, there is a person in my life, and I love her dearly, but every time I feel like I'm making strides, I'll share with this person, and she'll just shoot me back with something. To me, it's negative, because in my head, like, it's an upgrade from the situation that I was currently in, but I don't know. To me, it's negativity, but to her, it's... she's blunt, or
yeah,
she's just saying it how it is.
That's how black moms are.
But do you have to do that every time?
I mean, they
every single time.
All right.
But that, I feel like that's definitely the black mom way. Because when my job closed, I came home and told my mom, but I was like, I don't even want to tell you, because you're not about to have no positive words for me.
Right.
And of course she didn't. She just reminded me, well, you need to call these people. You need to make sure you apply here. You need to do that. And it's just like, can I have some time to process my feelings?
Or at least just meet me where I'm at and just give me encouraging words. Like, that's the talk I was having with my dad. It was like, he's like, I wish you would tell me more stuff. And I was like, Dad, I don't want to tell you stuff because of how you've been reacting to stuff. And so that's what just makes me want to be like, I'm fine, because I just know how you're going to react.
Right.
And it's like, instead of just immediately trying to throw solutions, why don't you pray with me real quick? Why don't you give me scripture?
Right.
Just look, meet me where I'm at in my moment.
I get mad and be like, see, that's why I didn't even want to tell you.
Right.
Exactly.
Can't tell you nothing.
Exactly.
Ain't that it? I don't know, but I feel like there's definitely a fine line. There is. I feel like sometimes I'm a negative person because I always try to go with like the bottom line and what we know is fact, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's why I do be trying to like get away from that sometimes. But it's just like, it's so hard because you can't argue what's real.
Right. It's like, maybe I'm just being sensitive. But the thing about me is I'm a very well calculated person. So if I'm even opening my mouth to tell you something, I have thought about it. I have a solution for it in my head.
Yeah.
And you don't know anything but what I'm telling you. But if you just finish listening to my story instead of coming back with negative rebuttals, maybe you can understand where I'm coming from and why I'm saying this. But everybody can't do that. So
this is a big issue, and this is what gets lost in communication. We listen. Yes. Right? I'm going to let y'all know. Because as everyone knows, I want to be a therapist. People make the mistake of listening to respond instead of listening to understand.
My mom says that all the time.
And so so that's why I like negativity versus realness. If I'm unloading on you and everything is, well, how would you do this? Well, you should do that. And then about this. Well, did you think about that? That's, you're listening to respond. You're not listening. You're not empathizing with me. You're not showing me understanding. You're not practicing active and reflective listening. So that is where those lines get blurred. And I do believe in giving people tough love. Like, I'll say I appreciate, I do have friends that won't let me dwell and sit. And it's for us, Lauren and Jenica as well. They won't let me sit in the negativity too long. Like, okay, girl, you gotta come out of it. You gotta come out of it. And I do appreciate that. But it's also like, while I'm in that moment, I appreciate someone that's like, okay, let me, I'm here with you. I'm flying with you right now.
I hate people don't let me have my moments.
Like just let me have my moments.
Like, I know I'll snap out of them, but can I please just be a drama queen for five minutes?
And unfortunately, my moment might not just be a day. My moment might be 2 days. It might be a week. Unfortunately, that's just where I'm at. And depending on what's going on, I'm gonna need that time. Like, I need to, because when you try to rush healing and rush those feelings, you never get completely healed, whether it's breakup, frustration with work, whatever. Like, you have to go through that process.
But on the other end of that, when I first moved here, I was depressed, like, for real. I couldn't even hold conversations with people. My hands would shake. On the ride up here, it's a 4-hour drive, y'all. My sister just kept saying, so, what you know good? And I was like, I don't know. I just couldn't talk to people. And my dad, we were sitting on the couch, and he said, what's up, Nika? And I was like, I don't know. He was like, you know, the longer you sit in that funk, the worse it's going to get, and the harder it's going to be to get out of it. And I really took that to heart. And afterwards, I just tried to shake it off. And it do be hard, but sometimes you have to literally pick yourself up off the floor.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, I know we want to have those moments, but it's like, why do we want to be sad? Why do we want to continue to be depressed? But I need my moments too, so I completely understand
it's
that.
Because it's comfortable.
But it's dangerous for me.
It gets comfortable very easily.
It's dangerous for me to continue to have those moments.
I mean, I feel you. And it definitely, you shouldn't stew in it. But to Lex's point, I do hate, like, when something just happened and then people will be like, oh, just be positive. And it's just like, bruh.
They hate me.
Well, no, because you're not the only person that does it. Like, this is why I stopped venting to other people. But it's just like, I'm a pretty optimistic person, I think, considering the life I've had and the things I've been through. I do always try to see the best. So if I'm, like, down and feeling down, you know, like, there's usually a reason behind it. And I just hate when people give me that surface level, be positive. And it's just like, you don't know how my world is crumbling right now.
Right.
Those two words that you're giving me, of course, I can wake up and still go through the motions and do what I need to do. And I can keep going and I can map out and I can plan. But these feelings still exist inside of me. Mm-hmm. And just telling myself to be positive doesn't necessarily make them go away.
Right.
If that makes sense. Like, it's something that you have to work through, I feel like, every day. It's not something that just, like...
Definitely.
And that's what I was about to add. Like, I may be in my moment for a couple days. But that doesn't mean I haven't tried to pick myself back up.
Right.
But depending on where I'm at, it's going to be hard. Like I'm like, well, you know, you got to pick yourself. I'm like... I've been trying. I've been listening to sermons. I've been asking God why. I've been reading my scriptures. I've been reading the past sermon notes, but I still feel this way. Sometimes it's a lot harder, and I think that's what people miss too. Like, trust me, I'm over here trying because it's not like I want to be sad. Yeah. I don't like feeling this way, but it's how I feel, and so I'm trying to bring myself up out of it, but at the same time, when I'm
struggling to do that, you have to be understanding, like, it's hard to really pick yourself up, especially if you have so much going on when it's just like attack after attack after attack. Like, that's hard on a person. So it's like, you can't expect me to just be superwoman and be like, okay guys, I cried, now I'm good again. Life is peaches.
I got all that out.
Right, I'm getting that. Like, no, and I dealt with a little breakup of a situationship, and while I'm doing better, I have still had moments where I almost got in my feelings and was like, okay, girl, no, come back.
Right. But I don't know how much you guys pay attention to astrology, but Scorpios are definitely the deepest of the water signs. And yes, I feel like, I don't know if that's what plays into it, but I feel like that's why
I think so.
Everything so deeply. I overthink everything.
We're very passionate.
You know what I mean?
We're very sensitive and emotional.
Small feelings, I take and make them into big feelings.
we're very all or nothing.
And so, that is not how Aries do.
That's why Nika can just be like, right, okay,
let's go.
Fuck that nigga.
Right? Y'all know how I do. But I'm looking at a page of my notebook. I love my notebook, y'all. One day, my car broke down. And then I was driving my dad's car, and his car broke down. And it broke down just on the side of the road. And I wrote a note that says, Lord, I'm stuck in a car on the side of the road trying not to break down. What is it about me and cars that just don't mesh? And instead of getting so worked up about it, I just wrote out a list of things that I was thankful for. Because, like I said, for me, it's dangerous to have those breakdowns, because I would get so sad, and I'm just not productive when I'm in those states. But it's just the Aries in me. I'm sorry, y'all. I love y'all.
No, that's okay. If you believe in astrology, I think that's just why it might take other people longer to process. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've never read about Scorpios. I usually, if I'm talking to a guy, I'd be like, what's your zodiac sign? Just so that I can kind of be
personality traits and be aware. Because I do believe the personality traits are true. Now, Mercury and retrograde and all that, no. But I do
believe. What does that even mean?
Exactly.
I always hear about Mercury and retrograde.
You're having thoughts of your past since Mercury's in retrograde, and you're wondering if your past affects your future.
I'm so
girl, I was thinking about what I'm going to eat for lunch. I wasn't thinking about nothing from the past. Like that, no. But personality traits, I believe, are true. And how we process and deal with emotions and things, I do believe there's a connection with that.
Definitely. So we're kind of wrapping up. What are you guys thankful for going into Thanksgiving?
I'm thankful for peace of mind. I'm thankful for improved communication between my children's father and I.
Amen.
I'm thankful for a job that works with me, being the single mother of two kids with horrible immune systems.
Oh, bless their little hearts. Don't do my babies like that, first of all.
Right. I was like, hey,
that's that realness we were just talking about.
Malik and Mahari are my buddies, so jumping off the couch. Like he's a stuntman, but that's okay.
Some vitamin C, that's all.
I'm thankful for growth. And I'm thankful for opportunity. I'm thankful for ladies' nights. And then I'm back in school. And I'm thankful for family and support. I really lucked up with my kids' families. Somebody's always there for me when I need them. It might not be the same person every time, but it's going to be somebody. So I'm thankful for that.
Definitely. Lex, what you thankful for?
Let me sit up. I'm sorry. I am thankful. Now that I've processed things, I am thankful for another year of life, because
absolutely,
when I think about everything I've dealt with and think, like, honestly, I should have lost my mind a long time ago.
Hey,
really should have lost my mind, but God, but no, in all seriousness, like, life is too short. It's precious. Not everyone gets second, third, fourth, fifth chances. So to see 27 and to know that I made it another year and I'm still here, I just
bow.
I like, on my birthday, I
want to twerk to that.
Yes, I listened to God Blocked It on my birthday, and I thought about, I was like, I still got work to do, so that must mean the best.
He ain't through with me yet, honey.
The best is really yet to come. I'm thankful that my son has always been provided for. He's been healthy. That, looking back from this time last year, me and his father have been able to have a cohesive co-parenting relationship. I'm thankful that my mother is still here, that I got to hear her voice on my birthday again, because Lord knows she should have been about a year so many different times.
Amen.
But
amen.
God is still good.
All the time.
Yes. And, you know, even though I don't have everything I want right now, I'm grateful that
all my needs have been met. They're all supplied. We haven't had to go without. And grateful that I have Ladies Night and all my friends who have stood by me through all my emotional up and downs, because Lord knows I'll just, one day I'll be good, next day I'm crying like, ah.
Right, girl,
and,
don't
club. Yes, but you know, just overall, I am looking forward to what 27 and this new season is gonna bring. And I, you know what, I'm grateful for improved communication with me and God. I have to say,
amen.
That.
Right.
Because, amen. Because Lord knows, okay. Like I said, these last couple months, I felt like I was asking God questions and I wasn't getting no types of answers. But lately, he's been speaking, y'all. Just know, I've been hearing him clear as a bell. So we taking it to heart, and I'm gonna walk with more expectancy in this next year.
Definitely.
What about you, Lauren?
So I am thankful for friends, both new and old. It's been a very trying year. And I mentioned I'm close with my family, but I'm not super close with my family. So I'm just thankful for the friends that I have, that they've been there for me and always showed me love and support as much as they can. Most of us have kids, so we can't always, you know, move mountains for each other. But they have definitely made a point to show me that they care about me. I'm thankful for my new friends as well, Janika and Alexis. And then
that's what you better have said.
Girl. And then,
don't you forget about
right. And just, and I feel like this year alone, I've just made a lot of new friends in a lot of different places, both high, low, whatever. But I'm just thankful for the opportunity to get to know, this is going to sound cliche, but just to get to know more God's kids. Like, it just feels good to go to work or go someplace and you like everybody and everybody likes you and you're helping them. They, you know what I mean? It's just to have it's that like community in that exist. Relationship. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm definitely thankful for the people that have crossed my path this year.
Support system is major key.
Definitely. I'm thankful for my health. Went to the doctor, I think, like a couple weeks ago. Everything came back A1.
Hallelujah.
You know, so I'm just thankful. It's just because, you know, it's 2017. Aside from sexual health, I mean, just
your overall health. Anything can happen at any given time.
Right. You know, cancer is running in my family, diabetes, all sorts of things. So I'm just thankful that...
We rebuke it, though.
Okay. That I'm healthy. Definitely thankful for Ladies Night. We aren't quite at a year. I think in May or June we'll be at a year, so we're not quite there yet. But it's just been a fun project. I feel like I'm rambling now, but it's just been fun getting to know some people that I did not know at all before we recorded that first episode. It was just like, okay, we're here, we're doing this. And so it's been fun to see how other people live life and just get to know some other moms outside of my circle, and they know people. And then lastly, well, I'm thankful for my daughter and my mom, because she's probably the person that I know, right? I'm gonna wrap this up, but
I didn't even say nothing about my kids. I love y'all,
right? We love these babies, that's why we're here.
That's all right, you gotta be thankful.
Our number one motivators, right? So I'm thankful for my daughter and my mom, who helps so much with her, that loves her like she's her own, and who always jokes that me and my daughter act just alike, which kind of scares me. So hopefully we get that under control. And last but not least, I'm thankful for my blank canvas. I feel like I did not want to lose my job, because I made decent money there, and it was kind of easy, you know what I mean? And it didn't really require a whole lot, and it was a job I could easily get with my case situation or whatever. But I have a lot of other projects that I want to get off the ground, and I always tell myself, well, you're going to work so you can make money for these projects, but in reality, I'm just going to work to pay my bills. And so it's like, now I can take the time to find a job that has the hours I want, the pay that I want, maybe take some time off where I don't have to work nights, so I can spend more time with Hunter. Can still have, like, until I find a job, I have this spare time to work on some other projects and get them off the ground. So I'm just like, you know, thank you, God, for just breaking me down in the way that I can rebuild it any way that I see fit.
Amen.
Anything that I want to happen can happen at this point. So I'm just thankful for that.
I was just to say, I feel like I have just been thrown on the ground.
Girl.
But
girl.
I'm so thankful for it. I'm so humbled.
Toss.
Yes.
I'm so humbled. I'm thankful for every L that I took in 2016, because I just see the world in such a different way. I see myself in such a different way. I've shown myself how much strength that I have. Just, oh man. If you let it, your L's will build you up.
Yeah.
So high, so strong,
and I know
so much bravery.
I know it's hard because I struggle, because it'd be like, I have people say, except for my mom, like, you're so strong. I'll be like, I don't feel like it. I'll be like, okay, girl, that's what you say. So I'm just like, I'm over here in emotional turmoil. But, right. You know,
that's like most of the time.
But, you know, I have, like, I am strong. Like, you know, God gives his hardest battles to his strongest warriors. And, here's an inspiration. A sermon from T.D. Jakes, he said, and the scripture says, my grace is sufficient. Our struggles are already measured out with the grace that God has given us to get through it. So before you had the trouble, God already measured out the grace. I said, okay, God. I hear you.
Right. I'm trying to think. So before we close out, I know Nika has our positive thing for you to take into the week.
She's looking in her notebook.
Any motivation or any, you know, words of wisdom before Nika gives us hers that Lex, you might want to throw in or...
Let's see. I'm trying to think. Well, I had the one for T.D. Jakes because that one, I listened to that sermon this week. T.D. Jakes and Sarah Jakes Roberts, his daughter, will speak to y'all. Find them on YouTube.
I wish she was my cousin. I love her.
Yes, she is. Another sermon T.D. Jakes has on YouTube is called Nothing Just Happens. It's a really good one. Just basically letting you know that everything that happens to you is within the will of God. Your accomplishments, your struggles, when your mistakes is all still in the will of God. So just know that nothing just happens. The devil did not just get loose in your life. Like, it's all according to God's plan. And something Sarah Jakes stretched to capacity, her sermon, she was saying, you know, you just be thankful for the stretch. When you stretch the capacity, that stretch is going to touch you. It's going to touch someone
else.
Girl,
that would hit me at work rocking.
Yeah, come on. When you do the rock, you'd be like, woo, yes, God. That rock be real. Because see, that's the thing. I'd be listening to these sermons in the car while driving. I'd be like, wait, God, I can't go in while driving, God. I got to keep it together. But yeah, so be thankful for the stretches. If you're feeling stretched to capacity, more than likely, God's about to do something amazing. So just hold on, y'all. It's a coming. Change is a coming.
Yeah. You got anything motivational? Because I'm going to go in a minute. I got a couple to share
today. All right, Nika. You better preach today.
Right. I mean, I don't have any real quotes from anybody, but I would just say, I would just say, stay hungry.
Yes.
Don't let the fact that everybody else is eating in front of you, but you ain't eating days. Don't let it make you feel like, you know, it's not meant for me to eat. No, it is meant for you to eat. You just aren't hungry enough, which is, I got that also from a Sarah Jakes sermon. You aren't hungry enough. But no, in general, you should just, in life, stay hungry. Don't ever get complacent. Don't ever get comfortable. One of the things about them tables is they're going to always turn.
Always.
And trust me, I know, because I went from having a nice, comfy salary job to having nothing. So just stay hungry, stay prepared, stay on your shit, and just be grateful, you know?
And don't self-compare, because that's the worst thing you can do.
Right. Your journey is yours. It's so different from everybody else. Every struggle and situation you're in, you cannot compare your life to somebody else's.
I would agree with that, too. But yeah, just stay hungry, stay grateful. You know, the saying goes, if we all put our problems in a pot, we probably take our own problems back because somebody else out there has it worse than you. So I would just say, be grateful and take advantage. If you are and I say this all the time, and I don't mean it in a condescending way, but if you're a single mom out there that has help, take advantage of that free time and better yourself. Coming from a person like me that never has a time or a baby's not on my hip, just take advantage of that time and either do something for yourself, do something productive, start a podcast, but don't call it Ladies Night.
we got that.
Right. You know, go ours. Back to school, read a book, just do something to take care of yourself and just do that self-love thing. That's all I got.
Everyone, ladies and gents. No, I'm just kidding. But I have motivational quotes up everywhere at work, on my mirror, on my refrigerator, on my wall at home. So I'm just going to share a few with you guys that really give me life when I'm down. So the first one is T.D. Jakes. It says, you win. Let God start it so he can finish it. We got to stop rushing into stuff. Mm-hmm. We have to just let things fall where they may. And the more connected you are to God, the easier it'll be to see when he's doing those good things for you. Mm-hmm. So like Lex talked about her communication with God, talk to that man.
Amen.
He does in many ways. And if you think God isn't working, just look around at your life, even the smallest things.
While you're waiting, he's working.
So this is Alex L. Ease into yourself sweetly. Take your time. There's no rush to put yourself back together all at once.
I like that because I just feel so rushed all the time. Yes, like I don't have time for this.
Yeah. When bad things happen, we want to be so put together. Mm-hmm. But look how long it took things to fall apart. It's going to take equally that much time for it to come back together, if not longer.
Right, because they be falling apart so fast.
Yeah, I feel like a whirlwind.
Right. Well, cyclone came in here, twirled around.
Just made my head spin. I said, wait a minute. I wasn't ready.
Okay. So this is another Alex L. I'm confident in my ability to bloom, and I will not stunt my growth with negative self-talk. I love Alex. Stay creative. Stay self-cared up. Stay free. I draw inspiration from anywhere. So this is from Macklemore. It says, I got my breath, I got my faith, and I remember why I came. From Drake here, the power of the mind is not a joke. We have to think positive, and I like to visualize myself being successful. And that helps me just work towards it. It helps me want it more to have my vision become a reality. Let's see here. The darkest hour has only 60 minutes. That's it.
I like that one.
Yep, the darkest part of the night is right before the sun comes up.
I like that.
So we have to think about that kind of stuff.
I know, that's what I tell myself similar when I'm doing something I want to do. Like, it'll all be over at XYZ time or after such and such.
There's a time limit.
In order to love who you are, you cannot hate the experiences that have shaped you.
But I do hate them, but okay.
I was like, ooh.
Right. So I think I'll end it on this one. Sometimes you just have to give yourself pep talks like, hello, you're a badass bitch. Don't be sad. You're doing great. Love you.
Love you.
Right. Like a phone call. Love you.
Right. All very good. Thank you so much, Miss Nika, for those motivational quotes. So we're going to go ahead and get out of here again. I know you guys, probably a lot of you are probably working short weeks this week because it is Thanksgiving. So go enjoy that time, Lord, with your family or friends if you're doing Friendsgiving.
I'm so ready to eat.
And me too. And I just want to say, you know, as you guys are fellowshipping and having a good time with your friends and family, just think about all the people that are either locked up or deployed or somewhere just not with their families and not having as pleasant of a time. Just, you know, remember them and think of them and just be happy that you are surrounded by love or somewhere that you want to be. You guys got anything else?
Trust your dope and the dopeness of God and go to sleep. He's working everything out on your behalf for you.
And I'm so tired.
So ready. Get you some rest, girl.
Right. But thank you guys for listening to Ladies Night again. You can follow us on Instagram at Ladies Night Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Ladies Night PC and find us on Facebook at Ladies Night Podcast. We are also on Podomatic, iTunes, and SoundCloud now. So we have more than one way for you to listen. Share. Write us at ladiesnightformoms@gmail.com and tell us what you think. Comment, answer our questions, because we want to know what y'all thinking.
Talk back to us.
Right, because we do talk bike.
It's okay to comment, y'all.
Right? It really is.
But thank you so much for listening to us. We love our listeners, and we hope you guys have a good Thanksgiving.
Bye, everybody.
See ya.
Adios.